Dance Movement Radio. Woman's Movement Radio. Welcome to Woman's Movement Radio Show. I'm your host, Janae Eisenstrauss. I would love to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to our premiere of our show. As always, I will be speaking to women all over the world about their business, love, and lifestyle, bringing you inspiration, motivation, by always aspiring to keep you informed, inspired, and incredibly successful. We have a great show planned for all of you today. When we return, we're going to be talking about women in networking. Are you a woman who is serious about starting a business online that will allow you to create sustainable wealth and growth? Well, we've done the research. Let us introduce you to some of the best business professionals that have researched numerous business concepts and provide you with great free advice for developing a sustainable business online. Visit us at www.womensbusinesssourceonline.com. As I mentioned before the break, today's topic is on women in networking. Now, I came across an article by Kathy Halloway Hill, and in this article, she stresses the importance of networking and relationship building. She states that approximately 75% of new business is acquired through referrals or relationship building. It's also one of the best cost-effective ways of building your business, and I'd have to agree with that. Ladies, there's a tremendous amount of women networking organizations available, anxiously seeking new members to aid you in gaining exposure to grow your business. Think about it. Not only is business networking one of the single most effective ways to meet new contacts and share your vision, but it's also an excellent method for meeting new people that may become your lifelong friends. Research shows that women have an edge in relationship building, and in my opinion, business networking gives women a definite advantage and opportunity to advance their careers. The only problem is that women are just not apt to join networking groups as businessmen. And I would highly recommend this because I've seen how joining other women's networking groups has definitely benefited my business, and that was the sole motivating force behind how I grew my business, ladies. The reason could be attributed to many factors. Like, for example, with women, it's probably because, you know, they're finding the availability of time, balancing career requirements and the family needs. That could be why not as many women are joining groups. I know myself, I can attribute many factors for not being able to get out and network as effectively as I would have liked. But in the era of social media, you have the option to meet people who you never would have had the ability to meet before if we did not have access to social media platforms. So not only do I recommend business networks for women, but I will go as far as to say when people ask me how I gained popularity, I would say it was because of online women's networking groups. Connecting with business women globally has offered me the opportunity to connect with professional and brilliant women who have helped me grow my business and learn valuable tools and methods to move me to a higher level of entrepreneurship. Using online networking as a tool offers a tremendous amount of resource and knowledge. So whether you are trying to put together a business strategy, develop your networking skills, or seeking advice on growing your business, networking is definitely a must moving forward if you plan on being successful. Now, ladies, I hope these points were beneficial to all of you listening. Now, let's get started with today's show. On our show today, we have Allison Harvey, founder and president of the Networking Diva Group and 10,000 Toys for Haiti. This fantastic organization is based in Toronto, Ontario, and the primary goal of the Networking Diva Group is to empower and unite businesswomen in Toronto and all over the world. And 10,000 Toys for Haiti is an organization that gives hope to children who have been orphaned in Haiti by supplying them with toys, clothing, and food in the Christmas season. When we return, we will have a nice little chit-chat with Allison Harvey about her business, love, and lifestyle. Life Masters Now Success Coaching was designed to provide you with the necessary resources for you to master your life right now.
We can show you how to make transformational changes in your life and business. Let us teach you how to move forward in progression, prosperity, and power. Visit us at www.lifemastersnow.com. And we're back now. I am so honored to introduce our guest and my friend, Ms. Allison Harvey of the Networking Diva Group. As I stated before, she is the founder, president of the Networking Diva Group and 10,000 Toys for Haiti. Hi, Ms. Allison Harvey.
Hey, Ms. Janae, how you doing today?
Good. Thank you for being on our show today. We are excited to have you.
I'm honored to be here and I'm excited to do this interview.
Great. So let's get started on you sharing what your movement is really all about. So why don't you tell us what inspired you to start your business, Allison?
You can say that I've always had a business mind and I've always wanted to have my own business. I like freedom of time and I know that in between the money and the time, that's the most important thing, that you're able to do what you want to do on your own time. I was unfortunate that I couldn't do it years ago, but now the opportunity has opened up for me to start my own business in the last year and a half, and I'm pleased to be where I'm at in such a short time. I guess knowing and moving towards it, even though you didn't have it, makes a difference as well. So I'm pleased to be able to be here today and to be celebrating my 2 years come January of next year. So.
Yay. So obviously this level of flexibility gives you opportunity to travel and contribute to other things, right?
Yes, of course. I mean, I love to travel. That's my big thing. I love to give back. So hence 10,000 Toys for Haiti. But because I have flexibility in time, I can go away for 2 weeks. I can go away for a month if I want to. I can afford to give to those institutions that I feel will benefit. And I'm able to help people as much as I can. So yes, owning my own business does give me those flexibilities and the ability to do things that normally doing a job probably wouldn't give me.
Great. Well, you know, every time I talk to you, I feel so inspired and I'm proud to know women like you who are moving and shaking and taking the world by force. Allison, what advice would you give to women who want to start a network marketing business?
I would say to take a look at all the industries. I mean, there's over 100 different industries in the network marketing arena. Mm-hmm. Learn a little bit about each of them, but look for your passion. Your passion is cosmetics, if it's clothes, if it's jewelry, if it's electronics. The field, the industries are so wide and varied, the categories are so many that for, I would say 90% of the people, they'll probably find something that they can resonate with and run with it. Because you want to be able to jump out of bed in the morning excited to do your business. Or you want to be able to work till 2-3 o'clock in the morning on your business. If that's not happening, then you're in the wrong business and you need to look for something else. And trust me, it takes a while to decide where you want to go and how you want to be. Because sometimes you may start something and it doesn't work out and you may try 3, 4, 5, 6 times until you get to the right thing and then you go, wow, this is for me. This is so me. So then you start working towards it. And even the days when it's not good as you would like it to be, you still go after it because you know it's just a minor setback and you keep working at it. You'll give it as many hours as you need. You'll educate yourself. You'll do a lot of things. If you don't like what you're doing, then it's a hard sell and you don't do it as well as if you love what you're doing.
Oh, I agree with that. I explored network marketing even when I began back in December of 2010 when I first started a business. And I have to say, I actually enjoyed network marketing. I liked the flexibility with it. However, for me, I just didn't want a network marketing business. I wanted to see if I could incorporate multiple different facets. You know, one of the things that you and I have talked about, Allison, is that it takes time for our businesses to grow and that harvesting only happens once, you know, your plants have been matured enough for you to harvest the seeds that you've planted. And how do you feel about, why don't you share some wisdom on that topic on how we've talked about planting seeds?
Well, I prefer to look at my business as a garden. And if people look at it like that, it's very simple to start off with clearing the land. You know, where do you want to plant? And that could be the business you want to start growing in. What you're going to plant the seeds, and that is learning about the business. And then you help the plan to grow by educating yourself, by personal development, by networking and connecting with people who are going to help you along that same path. So we all have the same vision. We want growth in our gardens. And you keep moving towards that goal or that destination and give it time. Growth is time. It does not happen overnight. And a lot of times people feel that it does, and they talk about overnight success. Ask the person who has had overnight success about the years before, and they each have a story to tell. So I'll tell people, you know, find what you love, find what resonates with you, and go for it. But do take the time to educate yourself about whatever field you're in, and keep educating yourself, and keep meeting people in that industry as well, so that you get to where you want to go. And although you might make mistakes, you might falter and all that, it's just a learning process. And that's the growth period until the day comes when your harvest starts to bloom and you can actually go and reap the fruit of your labor and your hard work and know that you did put in the right thing. So now the fruits are not wormy. The apples are great. The pears are delicious and succulent. And your business is doing well because you put that time in there.
Well, that is so true. And that's why I wanted you to talk about this, because people do need to realize that there is seed planting time, just as you stated. Years for some of us who have had businesses that were not thriving the way that we necessarily wanted in the beginning. And it takes time. For some people, it takes years to find their footing. One of the things that I've discovered, Allison, is that positioning is a major factor, and you need to know how to position your business in order for it to be successful. And then on top of that, I would say self-work, meaning oneself, is what we need to consider as a stepping stone to aligning ourselves for success. So, Allison, how has your business affected your mind, health, and wealth in terms of where you, how, like the concepts that you have, any books that you're reading? Have you changed your health as well, and obviously your bottom line?
Well, once you're working from home, you're basically responsible for your own bills and getting those paid at the end of the month, because that's what people work for, to pay their bills and still stay on top of things. So I can say truly that I've been paying my own way. I've been making enough money to cover myself, plus still go on a couple of vacations here and there, plus give back to the community with starting 10,000 Toys for Haiti. So I'm doing way better than if I was at a job. I'm less stressed. I don't have to worry about what time I have to get up in the morning, what time I have to go to sleep, and, you know, go sit in traffic jams all day. And when I have to go meet somebody and I sit in traffic jam, I can't believe how people do that every single day for hours, you know, hours in the morning, hours in the evening. No wonder people can barely get ahead. Expansion of the mind is where, you know, personal growth is. And connecting and reading books. It could be Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It could be The Four Agreements. Different books like that, which will expand your thinking and allow you to grow mentally. Because when we start off, we don't really know. But it's good when you know that you don't know. There are a lot of people who don't know that they don't know, but they don't open their minds to it. But when you know that you don't know, you allow yourself to learn. So that really comes into changing your mindset. You're able to change yourself when you say, you know what, I know that I don't know, and I'm willing to learn. And that's a huge part of it. And for me, I always say, I don't know. I need to learn. And I ask a lot of questions, and I read a lot of books, and I listen to different things. And, you know, I learn to promote myself and personal development. You really have to accept the fact that you don't know and move ahead from there. So, you know, I tell everybody out there, open your mind. Be broad with it and say, you know what, I love this business, but I can always learn more to make it better, to create that wow factor, to create the visibility, and foremost, the credibility for your business, so that people come to you and help grow your business as well.
So true, Allison. I was going to ask you, now that you have your mind, health, and wealth ready for success, what else is new and happening with the Networking Diva Group? I want all the dirt, Allison. Give me all the
dirt. Well, dirt is good. Dirt is good. Dirt is where you planted. So I'm glad to say there's lots of dirt in what I do. So I'm busy planting in the dirt, and good things come out of crap. You know what I mean? The manure, what is that? Crap. So when crap happens in your life, take it with a pinch of salt, because crap allows you to grow. It's just, we're back in the garden again, Janae. We're back in the garden putting crap sap in there, which will turn into manure, which will help our plants to grow. So basically breaking that down is that the things that we think are failures is what will drive us to success. So when you fail, it's not a bad thing. It's actually a growing thing. So that could be considered a crop in your garden. So you learn, you plant, and you grow from there. New things that are happening. We have a couple of shows coming up, and I have narrowed it down to 4 huge events for the year. The next event is TONE, which is the Official Network Marketing Expo, which is the only one of its kind in Canada, as far as I know, and probably United States, because we've been getting a lot of calls. Are you coming to the States? Are you coming to Vancouver? Are you coming to Montreal? So we're really excited about that and launching in Canada as a Canadian company. It's really awesome. TONE is 100% for multi-level marketing companies, for people to see the variety, the unique categories that are familiar to network marketing. It's a $100 billion a year industry and growing. In the next 10 years, they will have about 10 million new millionaires. Can you imagine? Wow. So on the 15th of September, we're gathering at the Days Inn and Conference Center to promote TONE and to let people see the different companies that are there and to meet people who are like you and me, who are building, who are working, and who are making money in network marketing. And the nice thing about it is that these people has been there for years, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. So they have the knowledge. They have the tenacity. They're making money with the business. Most of all, they're very passionate about what they do, because if you're in a business for 2 or 3 years, chances are you like what you're doing. So these people who will be at TONE on September the 15th, it's an all-day event. There is also an educational component where you can learn about network marketing. So if you've looked at it, because of the economy these days, we know there is no longevity with jobs. We know there is no guarantee of a future, even if you've been working for 10, 20 years. Tomorrow you can get laid off and there is no other stream of income. One of the things we were never taught was to have different streams of income. So when one collapses, we can move on with the other one. In a situation with jobs, you have a job, great. You're making $100,000 a year, great. But what happens the day the job is gone? Now, all the expenses you have from that job is still there, but you no longer have the job. So if you had a business supplementing that job, now you could probably work on building up that some more. So if you're making a couple of $1,000s, now you want to double that. So all of a sudden you have freedom of time because you were laid off to build that business, which is great. Or you can have a couple of different businesses that you're supplementing. That supplementing could actually change your life. So because now you have the opportunity to go at it full tilt and grow that stream of income or a couple of streams of income, again, which we have never been taught to do. Multi-level marketing allows you to supplement or replace your income and be at that comfort zone, meeting people, educating yourself, discovering new products and services consistently, because you don't have to join another company to use the products. You could be a customer. So it's a way also for us to promote and support each other in a network marketing arena.
Well, it's true. And, you know, I was thinking back on this is that, you know, I'm looking forward to TONE on September the 15th. That's correct, right?
Correct. September the 15th at the Days Inn and Conference Center, 185 Yorkland Boulevard in Toronto.
Great. Yeah. I was looking forward to that. And you actually put together some really great events. You know, two Sundays ago when you and I saw each other, I had the opportunity of experiencing 10,000 Toys for Haiti up close. And I have to say, it's a pretty phenomenal event. Now, I know that you have TONE and you had the 10,000 Toys for Haiti. What other events do you have upcoming for the rest of this year?
So in October, we have our professional photo shoot, which allows people to come and take our professional pictures that they may need for online, for, you know, promotional material and so on at a really affordable rate, because the Networking Diva is all about affordability for the small business person. Yes, we don't have a lot of cash, but we can spread it around so we get the things that we need in order to build our business and make the package complete. In November, we have Red, which is the ultimate Christmas shopping spree. And this is in support of 10,000 Toys for Haiti as well. It's our last fundraiser for the year. But this, again, incorporates small businesses in the community and vendors who are promoting their business, be it multi-level marketing or other small businesses that people have started from their kitchen table. So people do have an opportunity to come out and promote. And we want to promote within the vendors as well. So that the vendors buy from each other, because at the end of the day, you're going to spend money. Why not look around you and see who else you can support? You don't have to join their business. But if you're going to go to Zellers or Kmart, Walmart, the big box stores, they don't care about you. Literally, they don't care. So if you go to the store, don't go to the store. But as small vendors, we care about you. That's our chance to make a relationship, build a relationship with you, get referrals from you, and so on. So I encourage people not to come just as a vendor, but as a vendor to support each other, but also people to come and support the vendors at this event on the 25th of November. It's going to be at 4611 Steeles Avenue. That's just a pinch west of Highway 400. Lots of free parking and all that kind of good stuff. And the energy, the vibrations, and the people who are going to be there. They, again, they love what they do. They come out there to promote and their products and services. And it's a great way for you to network and meet other people. Plus, it's a family event. So feel free to bring out the kids. People can come out and donate toys. We have people who will be selling toys as well. Because our goal this year to take to Haiti is 2,000 pieces. We have about 400, so we're still about 1,600 short. And I know we'll get to that goal. We just have to keep pumping at it and invite people to come out and, you know, just experience a little taste of Haiti, a little taste of us working together as a community to support each other. So Red is that ultimate Christmas shopping spree, a way to bring people together for the benefit of all.
That's awesome, Allison. Every time, I'm just so full right now. Every time I talk to you, I'm just so inspired. Share some of your passion and inspirations with the ladies that are listening. Any words of advice that you could offer to women wanting to start a network marketing business?
You know what? One of my friends said, the people you should bring into your network are those you want to spend 2 weeks with at the beach.
It's true.
So if there are people you want to work with, you don't want to work with people who you're not happy with. And trust me, there's enough people out there that if you connect with them, they'll resonate with you, that you don't have to settle. You know, we're accustomed to settling for the job, settling for the husband, settling for the boyfriend, settling for, you know, what we do, settling for the cheap vacation. Why do we have to settle?
Well, I think it's just our society's conditioned us that way, right?
Yeah, to settle. We don't have to settle. So when you go out there, feel free to tell somebody, you know what, I don't think you're a right fit for my business because I'm looking for somebody that I could spend 2 weeks at the beach with no problems. And no, it's just being fine.
So true.
And people are not fine. They don't say, listen, I don't want you in my business. I don't think it's a good fit. Go and find someone that you can fit with. Be a product of the product. When people are coming into my business, I say to them, are you willing to invest every month time as well as money to be a product of the product? How can you promote anything if you're not using it? Doesn't make any sense to me. Starting a business, you have to be able to put something in business every single month. What is your bottom line? How much can you put in? Can you buy the product? Can you buy samples? What are you willing to put in? Because one I'll listen to a couple of leaders, and what they say is when you're building a business, you must be able to be in a position to give up something. What are you willing to give up? Are you willing to give up the weddings? Are you willing to give up the parties? Are you willing to give up the good times and to build your business for at least a year to 2 years?
Yep.
Because when you pick up yourself off of that desk 2 years later, you could be making $100,000 a year, $200,000 a year. And you could still go now and go to the parties and go whatever because you have residual income coming in. So that sacrifice you make will be worth it in the end to say to people, you know what? No, right now I'm focused on building my business. I don't have the time for it. Check me in 2 years. I've built my business and then I can afford to give to your organization. I can afford to do all these things. That's what owning a business is. You have to be able to really focus, be committed, and be consistent when building your business.
Well, this is it, Allison. And I think that a lot of people don't realize that you want to be successful. There's going to have to be some type of short-term sacrifice. You know, a lot of people, even I'll share something about myself. A lot of people in the last year have said, you know, Janae, you're like this hidden gem in Toronto. You know, how come we don't know about you? Or you just kind of popped onto the scene. And how come you have so many people following you on Twitter? Well, while everybody was out there doing, you know, socializing, I was in the trenches. Now, obviously, circumstances are a little bit different, right? I'm a stay-at-home mom that started an online business and then it spawned into something more. But a lot of most people don't realize this. Like, I look at women like you, you know, I've definitely looked at women that have gone before us that were parents that have kids. And people don't realize I've been on both sides of that coin. And I don't know about you, Allison, but I've been the single woman building a business. And I have been now, you know, a wife building, like a mom, a stay-at-home mom building a business, now transitioning into being a single mom building a business. And I have to tell you something, okay? When you're a mom, your time is not your time. So when, and this is not by any means to upset women that are single, but when I hear stories of women that are not building, when they tap into my coaching and then they're saying, well, you know, I just can't find the time. I'm thinking to myself, you know what? If I had the time that you had when I was single, girl, do you know, if I had this business vision, my business would have skyrocketed into a whole different platform. At that time, because I just started appreciating the time that I had. And I started really, because people ask, well, Janae, do you do your business all by yourself? Do you do your, no, I'm a team of people. I have staff, okay? There's no way I could do what I do by myself. And so people really need to, like, for the women that are listening that are single, start looking at your time. Look at where you're spending your time. For the moms that are listening, once your kids go to bed, you know, you actually have time. If you really are serious about really wanting to build a business and leave a legacy that, you know, will you can pass on to your children, really start looking at where you're evaluating your time. Are you spending time talking to girlfriends that, you know, that are just, you know, filtering out their problems? Stop feeding other people's insecurities. Start focusing more upon yourself and your family, your children, whether you're married, your husbands. That is where you need to be investing. That's really what we need to start promoting, is the investment of time. People need to start owning back their time. Television's a great form. It's a great form of relaxation for some, but it's also the quantity, okay? The people on TV, they're already making their money.
Exactly,
right? And if you are sitting there watching television and you're not where you need to be in life, you need to shut off that television and tap into some divine inspiration and get yourself a business that you can leave a legacy. Because what's happening now in the world economy, and partially why we are where we are, is because of emotions. And going through the motions is partially what brought us to, you know, 2008, with what's happening in the state of the economy. So, Allison, I have to tell you, I am so glad we had you on our show today. I hope you will return in the new year with more new and exciting news about your business ventures. But before you leave, any last words for the ladies who are listening?
With a business, think about your IPAs. And what does IPA stand for? Income producing activities. Anything you're doing at any given time, think about it. Is this an IPA? Is this contributing to my business? Is this an income producer? What am I doing? Is it contributing to my dollar figure at the end of the day? And if it's no, then leave it alone. So think about what you're doing. Think about, you know, what it's costing you. As you said, some things you have to put aside for a while. And it may be a year, maybe 2 years, maybe 3 years. But think about the benefits at the end of the 3 years instead of 40 years. And at the end of 40 years working a job, you don't have anything left. You know, you're old, you're tired, you have no money, you're broke, and so on. Versus 3 years where you could be doing amazingly well, have your own business, have freedom of time, able to come and go as you want, plus do the things that you want to do. Again, I'm asking people to come out to Tone and see what's there, a choice. Create different streams of income. One stream of income is not enough. You need at least 2 to 3 streams of income. So come out to Tone, take a look at the consultants who are going to be there. Sit in on the presentation. Bring your notebook. Sit down and take notes. For $25, which is nominal in these days, for people like that to hear them talk, it's really, really nominal. So you're given an opportunity to commit for one day and see where you can make a difference in your life. So come on out to Tone, come out and hear the speakers, sit in on the presentations, hear what other people have to say, meet people who are doing really well in your business and who love what they do, and you learn from that. Tone, again, will be on September the 15th at the Days Inn and Conference Center at 185 Yorkland Boulevard, which is the DVP and Shepherd area. And you know what? Go for your dreams. Follow it, follow through, and you will be okay at the end of the day. Treat it like a business, and it will pay you like a business.
Well, on that note, thank you so much, Allison, for being on our show. It was a pleasure having you, and I hope that you will come back in the new year to visit with us.
Okay, thank you, Janae. It was a pleasure being here with you. And I hope that the ladies listening out there do take some of what we say and put it into good use. And, you know, find your passion. That's what I would like to end with. Find your passion and follow it to the end.
All right. Thank you, Allison.
Mom's Movement Radio Show on Monday nights at 9 p.m. with me, your host, Janae Azenstrauss, where we will talk to moms all around the world about business, love, and lifestyle. Join us and be a part of a movement of moms who are changing their lives by force.
I am so thankful we had the opportunity to speak with Allison. Here's a woman who is creating life on her own terms. Allison and I became friends because we share the same vision, to live life on our own terms. We are both women who have overcome adversity in life and have created businesses that we love. And we want the same thing for all of you listening. Before I leave, ladies, this week, I wanted to share a poem with you by Cheryl Ruch. It's called Heart of a Woman in Business. In this poem, she states, "A woman in business is like no other, multi-brilliant at work, and often too a mother, guided by vision to make a difference in this world, reporting for service with her hair even curled, ready to go whenever the need. She knows in her heart there's a calling to feed, to do right, to speak up, determined to succeed. A role model that plants the possibility seed. Knows who she is right down to the core. Her essence, her passion shine all the more. She's in charge with a handle on it all, at the office, at home, or at the mall. Even in the depth of all she may know, she realizes there is still room to grow. So energetic, creative, and fun. Early rise, there's much to be done. She still finds time to laugh and to play. Sacred time, too, to kneel and to pray. It comes from inside, driven by vision. Get on board, she's on a great mission. Her daily prayer resides in God's grace. Serving others from her heart sets the pace. Making use of her talent, wisdom, and skill. From strengths and trust in divine will. Gentle, compassionate, loving, and strong. In this sisterhood of success, you want to belong. Anything she puts her heart to, she can do. She's not alone, sister, as you can too. The road to get here has been quite a ride. Call me woman. It's a source of great pride. Come along, she's blazing. New tram. A woman in business, whom we all hail." I hope that this poem resonates with all of you listening, reminding all of you, you are woman, and it is a great source of pride. I have seen myself and many women like me transform in the most difficult life situations, yet come forth as gold. To whom much is given, much is expected. Some of you listening can definitely relate to this statement. I started a business to provide women with a platform that they can get the necessary resources they need to live exceptionally great lives in business. Hopefully, by you tuning in each week, listening to Women's Movement Radio Show, it will resurrect your passions and light a fire in you to be everything you aspire to attain. Thank you for listening to Women's Movement Radio Show today. I'm your host, Shanae Azenstrauss. Join me next week here on Monday nights at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on W4WN and on Tuesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WMRN. Lastly, ladies, please know, be informed, be inspired, be incredibly successful.